Though films like Black Panther and Cat People have made them famous, actual black leopards are rare, and their coloring makes the nocturnal creatures extremely difficult to photograph. But in 2019, wildlife photographer Will Berard Lucas traveled to Kenya and managed to scientifically document the black leopard in stunningly beautiful photographs, most captured at night using special technology he developed. He's now published a book that showcases some of those photos and tells the story of his journey into wildlife photography. It's called The Black Leopard, My Quest to Photograph One of Africa's Most Elusive Big Cats. It's out this week, and Will Berard Lucas joins me via Skype to talk about it. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Will, I have to say your book helped clear up my confusion about leopards versus jaguars versus panthers. You explain that what we call black panthers can be either black leopards or black jaguars. Whatever the name, what causes their unusual coloring?
Well, it's basically a gene, a bit like how you might have an albino. You can have a melanistic leopard or jaguar, and it just means that it's got an excess of this dark pigment. And so in leopards, if it gets the gene for melanism from both of its parents, then it can be black.
I see. And I have to say, one of the most striking things about the creatures is that if you look very closely, you can actually see that they do still have the spots. They're not pure black. There are slight color variations across their coats. You say that they are hard to find. I mean, where are black leopards most commonly found?
Leopards themselves range throughout Africa and Asia, and mostly it seems the highest prevalence of black leopards is in these thickly forested areas, such as in Thailand, Malaysia, and India. And this is probably because a black leopard in a dark, gloomy forest is going to sort of blend into the shadows and actually maybe even have an advantage over other leopards when it comes to stalking prey in those sort of conditions. But then in somewhere like Africa, particularly the area I was working in, Laikipia, where it's quite sparse, shrubby savanna land with lots of pale grass, there a black leopard as a cub would be very vulnerable because it'd be easy to spot things like baboons and other enemies of leopards would easily spot a black cub. Plus, when it's trying to stalk its prey, particularly if it's, you know, there's strong moonlight or during the day, it's very easy to see. And so in those places, it would make sense that that gene doesn't really provide any benefit to the leopard. And that's why it's probably much rarer in places like Africa.
But these were just sort of rumors and anecdotes, right? Because the black leopard hadn't actually been scientifically documented in Africa for about a century. So what brought you to Africa to take a shot at doing what hadn't been done in so long?
Until the point of this project, you know, there had been photos of black leopards, snapshots that had been captured by the side of the road and things. But yeah, no scientific research or documentation of them. And so I'd heard through a friend of a friend in the tourism industry about, you know, there was a black leopard sometimes being seen in this area. And so I followed that lead to the landowner on whose land this leopard was being seen fairly regularly. And it turned out that there was also some leopard scientists from San Diego Zoo who had also followed the leads via a different route to this leopard. And they'd actually been there compiling a scientific paper about this leopard. And so when I got there and started to get my photos, we decided to kind of join forces and use my photos to help illustrate their release of their scientific findings. And so through my partnership with them, when my images were released in conjunction with their scientific paper, it was the first time that, you know, a black leopard had been documented scientifically in Africa.
And it took some innovation to pull this off, right? You used a couple of innovations, something called the beetle cam and another called the camera trap. Could you explain how those work?
Yeah, certainly. So the first device I created was beetle cam, which is a remote control camera buggy. And I stuck a high quality DSLR camera on top of it. And I could use that to position my camera down in front of animals and get this intimate, close-up, wide-angle perspective. And that worked really well for some of the bolder animals like lions and elephants. But with shy animals, you know, the moment they saw this remote control buggy moving towards them, they turned and ran away. They're pretty much programmed to avoid anything unfamiliar that lurks in the grass. So I had to come up with a different way to photograph them. And so that's when I started to use camera traps. And a camera trap is basically a stationary camera which you can set up next to an animal trail. It's a normal high-quality camera like you would use, you know, any photographer would use. But then I've got a separate sensor which will detect when an animal passes. And as soon as an animal passes, it will trigger the whole setup and take a photo. And so through this project, I had between 5 and 8 camera traps running. for more than a year to get the pictures that then went into the book.
Wow. You have these great images that you've captured. It must have been thrilling to take the camera out of the trap and see your work preserved there forever. And yet you also write beautifully about the fleeting moment of just seeing a black leopard with your own eyes, something that only you will remember. I mean, how do those different thrills compare?
For me, just being out in these wild places is what I derive the most pleasure from. And so photography in some ways is a vehicle through which, you know, I'm able to do that. But yeah, certainly then being able to inspire other people to sort of see the beauty in some of these places and some of these animals and hopefully inspire them to care a bit more about them is obviously also very rewarding.
Wildlife photographer Will Berard Lucas's new book is called The Black Leopard, My Quest to Photograph One of Africa's Most Elusive Big Cats. To see some of his photos, go to hereandnow.org. Will Berard Lucas, thank you.
Thank you very much.